The weekend cleanup, the cleanup continued in Sitka's Eliason Harbor today from a weekend storm that packed 60-mile-an-hour winds. Sitka Deputy Harbor Master Chuck Hackett says two boats sank in the storm, the 30-foot Dancing Girl and the 24-foot Lisa Nicole. Other problems included a vessel that broke free and beached, one that drug anchor, and several that experienced damage from collisions with the docks as they pitched and rolled with the unusual chop that moved through the harbor. Hackett says the Harbor Department went through about 300 feet of extra line in attempts to secure boats, but most impressive, he says, were the scores of people in the harbor who came to each other's aid.
You've got people that have boats on the inside are probably sitting in their own stalls, comfortable, and surely getting rocked around, but nothing like the outside of Eliason Edge, where it's kind of a transient area, and it seems to take the brunt of it. You know, boats get kind of smashed up against, and their buoy balls get snapped, and lines get broken, and there must have been 20 or 30 people in Eliason running around helping, assisting our staff, which, you know, we have a small staff. So there was five of us, plus search and rescue, Don Cluding and Gerald Gangle were assisting us, as well as just other people.
Attempts were made to raise the sunken vessels today. Hackett says most of the damage was to boats. He says the harbor itself experienced some chafing and a few snapped water lines, but nothing major.